In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass offered throughout the world, in reparation for all my sins, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, and in particular for the intentions of our Holy Fathers. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. Welcome to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. Today we will continue with Volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. The next passage comes from July 1st, 1927. And the title of this passage is How, in order to do a great work, great sacrifices are needed. Luisa Picarreta writes, My adorable Jesus hides more and more, and even when I am writing, I no longer feel his light, as I used to do almost until now, whispering to me the necessary words about what he wanted me to write. For one word alone that he had spoken to me in the little visit he will make to my soul, then in the act of writing, he will whisper to me so many of them in my interior, to the point of making his most sweet voice resound on my lips, that I could not manage to write them all. We see that in this passage, the title of this passage, the Lord tells us that in order for a great work to be done, there have to be many sacrifices. The work of our redemption requires many sacrifices. We can see that all the people in the Old Testament, they were waiting for the Messiah. They make a lot of sacrifices, many prayers. Luisa Picarreta, in this passage, she is lamenting that when Jesus used to come and talk to her, she will hear the voice of our Lord within her soul. That's the gift of locution, that she will be able to write. And now she says, it is difficult for me to write this. First of all, it's difficult for her because she's a victim soul. These are very intimate dialogues that happen between Luisa and our Lord. The other reason is that Luisa Picarreta, as victim soul, she has the gift of the stigmata. She possesses the crown of thorns. She possesses the wounds of our Lord, and it was difficult for her to write. Imagine having the wounds in the hands and having to write. So it is difficult for her, and she struggles. In this specific passage, she says, His most sweet voice resound on my lips. When she hears the voice of our Lord in her soul through the gift of locution, she was able also to express this in writing, and sometimes also in the way of speaking. The gift of locution has a couple of ramifications. We are not going to mention that today. We are not going to go into that. However, when Luisa Picarreta writes, when she receives this gift, these visits from our Lord, she is obliged to write. And the Lord gives to her a reason. Many times she is reluctant to write, but the Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, you must write everything that I'm telling you, because this will benefit those who will read these books, that they may learn how to live in the gift that I'm giving you. So basically, this is the mission of Luisa Picarreta. Through her writings, we come to understand this gift. That's why it is very important for us to read the Book of Heaven. not only to do acts in the divine will, but to read the book of heaven, especially during this Lenten season, that the Church invites us to intensify our prayer. In a special way, I ask all of you who are listening to me. During this time, we are called to meditate the hours of the Passion in a very special way. And the hours of the Passion, these are the very prayers of our Lord Jesus, His sacrifices. We are called to unite ourselves in this specific prayer. So I encourage all of you, all the groups in the Divine Will around the world, to pray with these hours, to unite yourselves by praying these hours during this Lenten season. Let's continue. Luisa Picarreta continues and she says, "And now everything is struggle, everything is strained, everything is poverty, poverty of light, of words, of the necessary terms. My poor eyes become filled with sleep, and I have to make incredible efforts to be able to write a few lines, and these efforts wear me out. They debilitate me so much that I cannot go on. Oh, how I miss the one who was for me light, words, prompter, and will give me such vigil that my eyes will not be able to close for sleep, if not when my beloved Jesus will come to take me with him. It is difficult," she's saying, "it's difficult for me to write by my own." Luisa Picarreta was supposed to write only when she had these locutions, these revelations. And she acknowledges that it was Jesus writing through her. Luisa Picarreta didn't have much education, formal education. And this is the miracle that a person who verily, verily had a second grade level education will write so much, 36 volumes, and the Hours of the Passion, and other words, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Rounds of the Soul. Because it was Jesus writing through her. It was our Lord using Luisa's humanity to write through this gift of locution. And by Luisa surrendering her will and allowing the will of God to work in her, we are called to do the same, to surrender ourselves to the Lord so that He may continue His work of salvation through us. But this can only happen when we surrender our will out of love for God, our Maker. Luisa continues and she says, "So given all this, after I have written with incredible struggle, I was thinking to myself that maybe it is no longer the will of God for me to write. That when Blessed Jesus tells me something, I should write on paper. And if He does not want it, neither do I want it. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior as though to sustain me. For I felt I was dying from the effort I had made in writing a little bit." Remember, she has to make a great sacrifice. It's a great sacrifice for her to write, both spiritually and physically. Spiritually, because she's experiencing the pain of having the wounds of our Lord in her body. And spiritually, because these are very, very intimate dialogues between her and our Lord. So the pain is both spiritual and physical. Spiritual pain, we call it sorrow. So she feels great sorrow. Our Lord says, "My daughter, the greater the work is, and the more good it must bring to the human family, the many more heroic sacrifices are needed. The greater the work, the greater the sacrifice. How many sacrifices, pains, sorrows, and even death did I not suffer in order to form the work of redeeming the creatures? Because the work was great, everything was to be great. Sorrows, unheard pain, the most infamous humiliations, invincible love, heroic strength and unsurpassed patience. Everything was to be great because when a work is great, creatures are taken from all sides so that they may receive the good that a great work contains within itself. Except for some obstinate and perfidious ones who want to escape by force. On the other hand, when a work is small, great sacrifices are not needed or required. And therefore, with a small work, not all creatures can receive the good of it. In fact, since what is great is missing, some will not find the way. Some will lack the ground under their feet, some the light, and some will lack the enrapturing force of a sacrifice and sorrowful love. And some, few will be those who will be able to receive the good of a small work, because it lacks the life and the substance to be able to give itself to whoever wants to receive it. Our Lord is telling us that this work, the greater the work, the greater the sacrifices that are needed. And we see this invincible love, this heroic strength, this explosion of love and forgiveness and sacrifice right there on the cross, in the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why, again, I want to emphasize how important it is for us to meditate the hours of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The 24 hours of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, these are part of the revelations given to Luisa Picarreta. And in there we see exactly this. We see all the work that our Lord had to suffer and endure for the great work of redemption. And his work of redemption had the power to save us all, because it was Jesus suffering in his human nature united to his divine nature, repairing for our offenses before God the Father. And we are called to do the same, to imitate this sacrifice, this redeeming love, to unite our suffering, our pain, our sorrows to the cross, because the cross is the bridge between heaven and earth. We cannot escape the cross. We should not reject it. The way of the cross is the way of salvation, of our redemption. And the Lord invites us not to be afraid of this, but to unite ourselves with him. The church teaches us that whenever we receive the sacrament of anointing of the sick, that unites us with the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that our pain, our suffering, our sorrow will not be wasted. When we unite ourselves with the will of God, when we pray the hours of the Passion, we unite ourselves to the prayers, the suffering, the sorrow, the humiliation, the humiliations that our Lord received, the mistreatment that he received. We unite ourselves with his prayers, and we make his prayers ours. This way of praying in the divine will is a way of uniting ourselves with Jesus, repairing to his heavenly Father, to our Father in heaven. Let's continue now, my daughter. The work of the kingdom of the divine fiat is the greatest work. And while it holds hands with the work of redemption, because of the divine glory and the good and sanctity it will bring to creatures, it surpasses the very redemption. This is why great sacrifices, innumerable pains and sorrows, incessant prayers are needed. Our Lord already redeemed us, and his sacrifice served to save everybody who comes and to believe in him. He already opened the door for us, but he is waiting now for each one of us to come to him in freedom and in love, to unite ourselves to him. Our Lord says this is the greatest work, and prayers are needed. Sorrows, sufferings, pains, incessant prayers are needed. This goes right along with what St. Paul tells us in the first letter to Thessalonians, chapter 5, 16 to 18. St. Paul says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Pray without ceasing. When we unite ourselves in the divine will, when we unite every single act that we do, we are praying without ceasing, continuously. When we breathe, that becomes our prayer. Every single action, provided it is not sinful, becomes a prayer. So we are in constant prayer. We are constantly praying without ceasing. So we are called now to embrace, to live the gospel, not only to read it. And these books, they help us to get to that point. Not only to read the gospel and sacred scripture, but now to live it. During this time of Lent, the church asks us to pray. When we make our prevenial act in the morning, we express the desire that we want to remain in the will of God, praising, adoring, glorifying Him in constant prayer. When we make our actual act, then we renew that commitment and our prayer continues to increase. So we are praying without ceasing. And these prayers are needed. So both things are needed. It is necessary for us to read and to do acts in the divine will. Therefore, I have to choose a creature who voluntarily will accept the long sacrifice of many years, of many different pains, and I will make known to the children of my kingdom how much this kingdom of my will cost you and me, to make it so that all may enter into this kingdom, giving them open ways from all points and in all manners, so as to win them to come. He says, it's open to all, open to everybody, to all manners, to all vocations, in other words. This way of living, this way, this new spirituality, this spirituality of living in the divine will, is for everybody. It embraces everything. So, in reality, there should be no excuse for anybody to reject this way of living, because we have to immerse ourselves in the divine will. We don't have to leave behind our pious devotions. No, we have to immerse those pious devotions and now pray in this way. Great sacrifices are needed. Our Lord tells us in other part of the Book of Heaven that the great sacrifice is to surrender our wills to the Lord. There is not greater love than this, the Lord says, than to lay down one's life for others. It is a great sacrifice to discipline ourselves in the spiritual realm. That's why it is necessary to make use of the sacrament of reconciliation, because the sacrament of reconciliation comes and helps us to put in order our soul, our spiritual house, that we may receive light and knowledge and understanding. It leaves us in the state of grace, that we may receive the gifts that God wants to bestow upon us. The Lord says, so as to win them to come, ways of light, ways of pain, ways of all the manifestations and truths I have given, and I will show the incredible effort you made in writing, so that nothing might be missing in order to let them find solid ground and safe ways to draw them with invincible force, and to let them take possession of the kingdom of my supreme fiat. He wants us to take possession of this gift that is being offered to us, so that we may come to attain the place and the purpose for which we were created by God. The sacraments of the church, especially the sacrament of baptism and reconciliation, they come to reorder in us, that we may arrive to that goal, which is to take possession of the place that God created for us, to fulfill our purpose. It is important for us to make use of the sacrament of confession during this Lenten season. To have the sacrament of confession as part of our spiritual life, as part of our relationship with the Lord. The Lord says the following to Luisa: when the human generations have known all the knowledge about the divine will, the great work of my kingdom, and how the one who impetrated suffered such long sacrifices, my knowledge and your sacrifices, united together, will be powerful magnets, insistent calls, penetrating light, deafening voices which, as they make them deaf to all other things, they will be left with the hearing to listen to the sweet teaching of the divine fiat and to accept a kingdom such as this, which was impetrated for them with so many sacrifices. The Lord says these sacrifices, they become magnets. And this is what happens. Our Lord tells us that every single act done in the divine will, it becomes a magnet that is constantly calling for the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth, to reign in our souls, to take place and root in our souls, and then to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. And all the sacrifices that Luisa made, we are called to do sacrifices and to reap also. So that all of these combine, our sacrifices, our acts done in divine will, our reading, they become magnets. And they bring about this gift that the Lord wants to give us. The Lord wants to open our ears, to listen these sweet teachings, he says. He calls them sweet teachings of the divine fiat. This should be our prayer. Lord, open my ears. Open my understanding. Open my intellect. Open my soul. That I may understand these writings. That they may become part of life. In the appeal of our Lord Jesus Christ, he says, when you read this book of heaven, I have one hand, I'm behind you with one hand over your head and the other one over your chest, to infuse my knowledge and to make you love my teaching about the kingdom of the divine will. So every time, imagine that every time that we are reading the book of heaven, the hours of the passion, our Lord is behind us. He says, I stand behind you with one hand over your head and the other over your heart, to make you understand what you read and to make you love what you are reading. So these are divine lessons, he tells us, sweet teachings of the divine fiat. So this should be our prayer, my brothers and sisters. I encourage all of you that before reading, before opening these books, pray to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with His grace, that you may understand these writings, that they may become part of you, that they may be for us a way of growing in holiness. It comes to mind this beautiful prayer that Father Robert Young, he used to pray, and I know he loved this prayer. This is a prayer that we can use before or whenever we read the Book of Heaven, invoking the Holy Spirit to descend upon our hearts, our souls, to breathe in us. Very often he used this prayer. Some of you may remember this prayer. And it goes like this: breathe on me, bread of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you will do. Breathe on me, bread of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, bread of God, my soul with grace refine, until this part of me glows with your fire divine. Breathe on me, bread of God, so I shall never die, but live with you the perfect life in your eternity. This is the prayer that many times he prayed. And this is the same prayer that we can use whenever we read the Book of Heaven, that we may be able to live the perfect life of the divine will right here, beginning right here, and one day in heaven. Let us entrust ourselves to the divine will. Let us entrust ourselves to the Holy Spirit. In a special way during this Lent, let us entrust our sacrifices to the Holy Spirit, and let us ask Him to multiply and to magnify them to the perfect, to the eternal, that they may give praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God the Father. That our sacrifices may be as the sacrifices of Jesus, able to help everybody. That our sacrifices may be able to be united with Him in His will. Let's continue. Therefore, in order to form a great work, there is much to do and to suffer. Everything is needed. And what to you it seems pain, if not significant, for others it might be a painful voice. Therefore, in order to form a great work, there is much to do. There is much to do, the Lord says. To suffer everything is necessary. There is much work to do. Everything is necessary. And the Lord says, and to what to you, Luisa, seems a pain of no significance, for others it may be a pitiful voice, such that moved by it, they will recognize themselves as too ungrateful and not to accept a good so great. The Lord says in the divine appeal, who will be so ungrateful to reject this teaching? The Lord says, the same. The Lord says, through your writings, Luisa, through these teachings that I'm giving you, through these sweet lessons, others will come to recognize themselves as too ungrateful. And at some point, they will come to recognize this gift, which cost us so much because of them. It is because of us that the Lord suffers. Therefore, let me do and leave me free to do what I want, the Lord says. I want to encourage all of you during this Lenten season to pray with the hours of the Passion, to meditate them, and to pray with them, to unite your sufferings, your sorrow, whatever you go through in life, with the will of God, to really unite yourself with these prayers, to repair, to adore, to glorify God, that these sacrifices may be able to help everybody, to benefit everybody, that these acts done in the divine will may become a prayer. May they be an unceasing prayer for all of us. Let us not waste any time. Let us not waste our acts. Let us not waste anything. Because much is needed for this greater work to be accomplished. The Lord is calling all of us through these writings to unite ourselves to Him. Thank you to all of you who continue to support us in this mission of spreading the gift of the divine will. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of the divine will. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon all of us, to fortify us, to strengthen us, to make us holy. May we grow in the knowledge and understanding of this great gift given to us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.